Welcome to Marketing Thought Leadership, the podcast that offers insightful discussions on thought-provoking marketing topics. Here's the host of our show, marketing consultant, speaker, author, and educator, and the president of Leverage 2 Market Associates, Linda Popke.
Hi, this is Linda Popke. I'm very pleased to be here today with Alan Weiss, the Million Dollar Consultant. Alan, we're here today to talk about The Art of Referrals, a workshop that I'll be leading this spring based on your book of the same name. Can you tell me, why is it so important for consultants or anyone for that matter to ask for referrals?
Well, I'm delighted that you're leading this workshop because I think you're the ideal one to do it, and I think that this is such an important topic. When any consultant or professional services provider of any type, for that matter, makes a sale, they really make two sales. They make the sale immediately in front of them where they receive a check, but then they make a sale down the road where they get referral business. And ironically, that is often exponentially much greater business. But so many people leave that second sale on the table. And that's why the art of the referral is so important.
That's funny, because that was going to be my next question, is to tell me about the two sales. Why do you think that people actually leave that second sale? Why don't they be more aggressive about getting referrals?
They're afraid to ask. They're afraid to be rejected. They're afraid that they're being intrusive. You know, there's a frame of mind that says, I'm trying to make a sale, I'm trying to get money, and I'm really imposing on people by asking them. There's another frame of mind that says, I have tremendous value, and I need to give it to as many people as I can. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. These are the people who do much better with referrals. In some professions, as you know, real estate, auto, insurance, rely almost entirely on referral business. And so professional service providers can do the same thing if they just discipline themselves to ask and learn, for example, in your workshop, what the skills and behaviors are that enable them to do it well.
So are we not thinking broad enough about referrals as consultants? Because I think sometimes we think we can only talk to our existing clients and ask them. Should we be thinking broader than that?
That's true. You should, because there are business referrals, which we were just talking about, but then there are also social referrals. There are referrals from people who aren't themselves clients, but who know of your work, know of your quality, know of your character, and refer people to you. So, for example, you often refer people, and the you here is anyone listening to us, you often refer people to your accountant or your designer or your dentist or your doctor or your lawyer and so on, because you feel you're doing people a favor. It's a win-win-win. But they seldom refer people to you because they're not sure what you do, because you haven't bothered to apprise them of the kind of business and the kind of relationships you're looking for.
So we need to be a little bit more proactive. We also need to be more focused on who it is we need to go after and what it is that we can do for them to help them.
That's right. I mean, think of the times that a business executive might have been in the dentist chair or in the lawyer's office in need of somebody who's excellent in strategy, and mentions it casually that, boy, if I could just find a strategist or somebody who's a leadership expert or whatever, and your name doesn't come up because that attorney, that dentist, although you're their patient or client, isn't thinking of you.
So we need to be more conscious. Now, you said sometimes people are afraid of getting rejected. Is this really a self-esteem issue?
It is a self-esteem issue. It's a question of mental set. And as I said, some people feel that they're trying to make a sale. Other people feel they're trying to provide value. So the first sale, so to speak, is to yourself. And I'll tell you, once you start to get referral business, it's a hard habit to kick.
That's true. That's important. Great. Thank you very much. We've been talking with Alan Weiss about The Art of the Referral, which is a workshop that I will be offering this spring, May 29th, in the Boston area. Hope to see you there.
Linda Popke will be offering the Art of Referrals workshop in the Boston area on Wednesday, May 29th. Discounts are available for early registration. For more information, please go to www.leverage2market.com/workshops.